made it not ambiguous, but in the wrong direction. Excuse me, but that's one man should die for the people and let it stay vague. One man die and then the rest of the people, or one man really die for the people, for the whole race, for the whole human race. You see? Now, he did not say this on his own. Since he was high priest for that era, he prophesied. So that was a prophecy. It's not just a political calculation. That's a prophecy. He didn't know it, but he's the high priest of the year, so God will direct the people through a prophecy. You see? But to gather into one the dispersed children of God, that hasn't happened yet. But it will. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. Now, doesn't that frighten you? My heart could get that heart. Your heart could get that heart. If we just resist God enough. And that's what's being said there. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert. Because I'm to die on Passover, not now. And he'll come back, at Passover. So now the Passover of the Jews was near. And many went up, and they began, well, what do you think? Is he going to come? Who is he really? And there's all this excitement starting. Take some time to allow the human dimension of this to impact you. Because if it does, through it, you'll start to see the hand of God. Jesus dies in an act of love and makes reparation for the whole human race. And then he rises from the dead and now can share his treasures with the world. He's God. And so that's what this is saying here, you see. What do you think? You think he'll come to the feast? Yes, he'll come to the feast. The Father has decreed that. And he will go. And he will first institute the Eucharist. You eat this bread and drink this wine, and you will live forever, body and soul. And then he seals that and makes it efficacious on the cross.